Well, it's out now. The new ACB radio tuner has just been released. And you might be asking yourself, is it worth the download? Well, I certainly think so. So I'm here today to tell you a little bit about it and show you some of the new features available in this tuner. In the past, the ACB radio tuner was just a simple playlist file that you could load up in your player of choice, and you could use simple hotkeys to move through the different streams and things like that, and it would work out really great. But now they've taken it one step further. The new ACB radio tuner is a full 32-bit Windows application that allows you to select your player of choice, your connection speed to the internet, whether you're on a modem or a broadband connection, and you can listen to any of the four ACB radio streams with any of the three most popular players out there, those being Winamp, Real Player 8, or Windows Media Player 7.1. And it's very easy to use, as I said. I'm using JAWS for Windows 4.01 on here, and I have Eloquence as my synthesizer. So, when you download and install the tuner, you're going to get a few dialog boxes that might scare you at first. But don't let that happen to you. You may get a dialog box that says version conflict. And it's trying to install a file on your computer that is older than the one you may have. You're going to want to answer no to these dialog boxes. And you may have to answer no three or four times before the tuner is installed successfully. And once it is installed, it should be on the program's submenu and on your Windows desktop. So I'm gonna access it via the Windows desktop, which is the easiest of the two. That way you can hit less keys that way. So let's go to the desktop and I'll show you just how the tuner works here.
Desktop list view Eudora 12 of 29.
Okay. And to get to the tuner, we just need to press the letter A. For ACB Radio Tuner, obviously.
A, ACB Radio Tuner.
And press Enter.
Enter. App start. Welcome to the ACB Radio Tuner version 6.0. Arrow ACB Radio Tuner dialog. Edit.
And we are in an read-only edit box here, which gives you a little bit of information, starting out about how to use the tuner and how to get it going for you. So let's read the message here and see what it has to say.
Welcome to the ACB Radio Tuner. If you have broadband internet access, press F3, and you will be able to take advantage of enhanced cafe and interactive content. However, if you are on a narrowband connection, such as that provided by a modem, press F4. Press the Tab and Shift plus Tab keys to move among the different ACB radio channels. When you have located the channel you wish to listen to, press the Enter key. In addition, press the Alt key to access the menu bar.
Okay. Pretty simple there. Now this is just a series of buttons you can tab to, and each button represents a different ACB radio stream you can listen to. So pressing the tab key once gets us to
mainstream button, Alt M.
This gets us to ACB radio mainstream, which you're listening to right now, for main menu, and lots of other cool shows like that. It's mostly a talk format. And pressing the tab key one more time gets us to the
cafe button, Alt C.
Now if you're on a broadband connection, as I am, and you have it set up for broadband, this is one of the channels you'll get broadband content for. So, let's check out the ACB Radio Cafe, shall we, and see what's happening on there. So if we want to listen to that, we just have to press the Enter button.
Enter. Launching the ACB Radio Cafe. App start. Arrow. Microsoft Internet Explorer. File download. App start. 1. Connecting http://www.
Live 365.
And it is simply that easy. Playing a little jazz here. So, and you can just use your Winamp keys if you want to turn it down, turn the volume, which I will now. And press the down arrow key. There we go. And it's just that easy. Just hit the button there, and the stream launches. So, you want to stop the stream, we just hit the V key for stop, which is very easy, and we'll go to another stream now. So we just need to press Alt F4, which will close out Winamp, which is my player of choice.
ACB Radio Tuner Dialog.
Now let's see if we can find out what's going on over on the interactive channel. So we can just hit the letters Alt plus I, or we can tab to the interactive button and press that. So I'm into hotkeys, so I'll press Alt plus I.
Alt I. Launching ACB Radio Interactive. Interactive button. Alt I. Microsoft Internet.
Alright, looks like the Country Bumpkin is on. playing some good old classic country stuff. So it's just that easy. So you just have to tab to the button you want to listen to, and the stream will launch, and you can have fun listening to your favorite ACB radio streams. Couldn't be easier. Now, some people out there have had trouble with this, though. They have written to the lists and saying, well, when I try to launch a stream, an error message comes up in Internet Explorer, and it tells me that the file can't be found. Well, the workaround for that is to keep an instance of Internet Explorer open and minimized. That way, it'll know where to go. I don't know exactly why this is, but this is being worked on, and a maintenance release of the tuner will be released soon. So be on the lookout for that. If you're on the ACB Radio Friends list, then that should be posted shortly. Now, it did mention also that a menu bar is available, so let's look at that, too. So we'll press the Alt key here.
Menu bar, file, Alt F.
We have file.
Channels, Alt L.
Channels. And pressing the Air Radio key one more time gets us to...
Help, Alt H.
Okay. So let's look at the file menu first here.
File, Alt F.
And press the down arrow key to open this.
Menu active, connection type submenu C.
This is where you can choose your connection type. As the help message stated, you can press F4 if you're on a modem, or you can press F3 and you'll get broadband content there. That's how you choose your connections to the different channels there. So, pressing the down arrow key one more time gets us to...
Player key.
This is where you can choose your different player. There are hotkeys for this, I should mention. Winamp is Control plus W.
Control W, Winamp selected.
And Real Player is Control plus R.
Control R, Real Player selected.
And if you try to listen to this with Windows Media Player 7, you are going to get the following message.
Control D, ACB Radio Tuner Dialog. You may experience problems listening to the interactive stream with Windows Media Player. Note this will not affect Mainstream, the Cafe, or Treasure Trove streams. Would you like to set your player to Windows Media Player anyway? Yes button. Alt Y.
Nope. So I'm just going to press the N key, so we're back at the tuner. Okay. So, that is... the menu. File menu there, we'll go to back
menu
to this.
Active.
So we're at the player.
Player P.
And now we're going to arrow down one more time and we'll get to...
System shutdown submenu S.
Now this should not be used unless in extreme cases. It was added as a feature in the first release. I'm not sure if it'll carry over into subsequent releases of the tuner, but it's there if you want to shut down your system. I wouldn't recommend it, but it is there. So we'll arrow down one more time.
Reset the tuner defaults ...R.
So if you have problems with your tuner, you can set to tuner defaults, which is the player of choice will be Winamp, and the connection type will be modem. So if you're having problems, you can contact Darren Pascal, who was good enough to write this entire tuner all by himself, and he will have you set that to tuner defaults. You can just press this button here, and you can set the tuner defaults there. And we'll arrow down one more time.
Exit, Control plus Q, X.
This closes the ACB Radio Tuner. So let's go again to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file, Alt F.
And go to the channels submenu.
Channels, Alt L.
Okay. We'll press the down arrow key.
Menu active, mainstream submenu, M.
And as you can tell, each channel has its own little pull-down menu. Now, in each one of these, there is going to be a listen button that you can press. So it's just a different way of getting to the different streams in a different way there. I prefer the buttons myself, but if you want to use the menus, that's fine too. So we'll go over to the help menu now.
Leaving menus, menu bar, file, Alt F, help, Alt H.
And there's a couple of items you might want to look at in here.
Menu active, ACB Radio homepage, H.
This just takes you to the ACB Radio homepage. Launches your browser and takes you right to www.acbradio.org.
ACB Radio Interactive Homepage, I.
This takes you to the interactive homepage, which is http://interactive.acbradio.org. Okay, and we arrow down one more time.
Tuner readme, R.
And this launches your text editor and will let you read the ACB Radio Tuner help file. This is also available on the tuner page of the ACB Radio website. So before you download your tuner, have a look at that help file and that might answer some of your questions if I didn't cover it in the review here.
Email technical support dot 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 C.
This actually sends an email to tunerhelp at acbradio.org, which actually sends a message to Darren Pascal, who, again, is responsible for the tuner. He did a great job on this, by the way. So, arrow down one more time, and we get...
About ACB Radio Tuner dot 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 A.
And we'll press enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menu. About ACB Radio Tuner. ACB Radio Tuner version 6.0C. Copyright 1999-2002 by ACB Radio. All rights reserved. Written by Darren Pascal. For technical support, please visit the ACB Radio homepage at http://www.acbradio.org or send an email to tunerhelp@acbradio.org. ACB Radio is a trademark of the American Council of the Blind. Okay button.
All right.
Space. ACB Radio Tuner.
A lot of information there. Just gave you copyright information and such as that. So, that's how you work the tuner. It's a very cool program, as you can tell. Very easy to use. Gives you a number of different ways to listen to your favorite ACB Radio content. And it's highly recommended by me as a big ACB Radio fan. You can download the tuner on the ACB Radio website. I'll give you the full page address for this. You might want to get out your note taker, because I'm going to give you a couple of email addresses and things, so you can get a help if you need to. The tuner page on the ACB Radio website is, get your note taker ready, www.acbradio.org/tuner. That's T-U-N-E-R .html. And you can download the tuner and get your help file there and all this little neat stuff. And another website that hosts the tuner is the website for the list that I run on Yahoo Groups, which is called Winamp for the Blind. And the website for that is http://winamp, that's W-I-N-A-M-P, 4, that's the number 4, theblind.cjb.net. Once again, that's http://winamp, the number 4, theblind.cjb.net. And we feature Winamp, all kinds of cool plugins that could help you possibly become an ACB Radio Interactive DJ. And you can get the tuner there, and all kinds of other neat little things. And it helps you get info about subscribing to the list, and all these other neat things. So, that's it for the tuner review. If you have any questions or comments, you can certainly get a hold of me via email. My email address is tunehead, that's T-O-O-N-H-E-A-D 2000, at yahoo.com. And I hope you enjoyed the review as much as I did recording it for you. For ACB Radio's main menu, I'm Chris Garstead.
Programming on ACB Radio is made possible in part through financial support from the Verizon Corporation. Verizon, a proud supporter of ACB Radio.